Recently, West Bend Common Council members snuffed out a restaurant smoking ban. The plan considered by the Washington County community would have prevented smoking in places where alcohol and food profits are evenly split. This is similar to a pending proposal in Dane County. Madison officials are trying to strengthen an existing ordinance but are encountering resistance. In Rock County, changes are also being sought to Janesville's ban, which begins in February. Ed Lump is president of the Wisconsin Restaurant Association. He doesn't think government should be telling people how to run their business.
There are increasing numbers of restaurants that voluntarily go smoke-free, particularly in their dining rooms. That's a trend, and we applaud them. But we also believe we have to defend the rights of restaurants who potentially will lose business by a smoking ban.
Lump and others contend that smoking bans are bad for business, but a UW-Madison study disputes that. Restaurant sales went up in Dane County despite a ban. Kerry Sullivan of Smoke Free Wisconsin says fewer smoking patrons have prompted a change of heart for some longtime critics of government-imposed smoking bans.
In New York, for example, they polled their members and found that a majority of members of the restaurant association there didn't have a problem with the ban. So the restaurant association in New York was neutral, and that similar has happened in Delaware and other places.
There are a dozen Wisconsin communities with limits on restaurant smoking, which are stronger than state law. The Clean Indoor Air Act, passed in the mid-80s, requires restaurants to have non-smoking areas if they seat 50 or more people. Concern over health effects of secondhand smoke on restaurant workers has spurred the debate. Those opposed to smoking bans say employees, just like patrons, can choose where they want to go. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.